We're talking with our State Secretary of Agriculture, Blaine Arthur. Blaine, you're the hostess this week for this group of state secretaries of agriculture, commissioners of agriculture. I guess they've all got, you know, a little bit different titles, it seems like, across the countryside. But this group coming into Oklahoma City.
It is. It's the first year. It's MASDA, so Midwestern Association of State Departments of Agriculture. And as you mentioned, everyone has a different title, from commissioner to secretary or director. First time for us to host them here in Oklahoma City. They came in Sunday evening. They'll be here with us through Wednesday. Great opportunity for us to really highlight our ag producers here in the state and the things that we're very proud of from an ag perspective. And I know the department and myself are very pleased that so many of our ag venues have been very welcoming to have all of the commissioners come to their facilities. And we're very proud of the ag that we have here in Oklahoma. So a great time to show these other commissioners around, and we'll do some policy work on Wednesday as well.
I guess you understood a little bit about NASDA from your time previously in the Department of Agriculture. You understood kind of how it works and maybe the value of this organization, but this gives you a lot of resources, doesn't it?
It is a tremendous resource for us from a state perspective. We certainly have some of our neighboring states that are here, but when we run into policy issues, that can be a very specific, say, an animal health issue, or when we're talking about working with FDA, or we can reach out to those neighboring states because we've had a chance to make those relationships, make those connections, and reach out to someone there in state and say, how are you all handling this? Can you give us some guidance? At times, we come together collaboratively as a region from a policy perspective to move something forward. Gives us a great interface with USDA as well. So it's a huge resource just being able to pick up the phone and know the person on the other end of the line, and a lot of times proactively helps us address some challenges that we might have just by knowing folks in other states and having those relationships and resolving issues potentially sometimes before they become big issues.
Any updates as far as, you know, obviously you're continuing to follow all the things going on regarding flooding and the aftermath of that, and trying to help pick up the pieces for a lot of these producers across most of our state? We've got some sort of issues, it seems like, almost from east to west. Where are we right now on some of that?
You know, unfortunately, the rain keeps coming. I don't think any of us would have ever imagined that we'd have this type of rainfall in any part of the state that we've had. And so certainly very, very challenging for our wheat producers. We continue to get updates from the Wheat Commission, but things are not looking as good there as we would have liked for them to, as that rain continues to come. On the eastern side of the state, got some significant rainfall and also some wind damage there. We will be having Undersecretary Northey here in Oklahoma on Wednesday to come and tour some of that damage. It's very important for us, for those at USDA, to see that firsthand and see the challenges that our producers are having here in Oklahoma, so that they can take that back to D.C. and, you know, really bring home the from-the-field message of how that's impacting our producers and what resources at USDA can put into play to help folks to get through this very challenging time.
I guess what, 3, 4, 5, 6 inches of rain we had over the weekend, some fresh evidence for him.
Absolutely, and I hate that it's that way. I wish that, you know, it had not been the case, but I think there will be evident how just devastating the rain and the flooding has been to our producers. Whether, no matter what commodity they have or where they are in their planting cycle, that it has just been pretty incredible in a really negative way for our Oklahoma producers this spring.